Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey. I hope you had a great weekend. I was going to say a great Valentine's Day weekend, but I don't think it really sweeps through the weekend. I think it was just Friday, and then that was it. But I hope you had a nice Valentine's Day as well, if it was something that was significant to you. And I always hope that your weekend is full of L-O-V-E, whatever that means, whether family or friends or things in your life that you love to help you relax and take advantage of a couple days off. We are not taking the holiday off. Well, we, as in Dave and I, are not taking the holiday off. Chris did, in fact, take the holiday off. So there's two of the three parts with you here for After Hours. We start off another work week. It's the same old for us. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Before I really get started on everything that happened in sports this weekend, I want to say thank you for all of your sweet Valentine's messages. You didn't have to do that. It was kind of fun to see so many of you respond to my funny and weird Snapchat montage. No, that's not how I normally take pictures, but I couldn't help it. There were so many fun Snapchat Valentine's filters that I had to use a few. Anyway, so I had friends who were finding them on Twitter and Facebook and then sending them to me. What are you doing? In text messages. Anyway, you all seem to like them. I hope that they made you laugh on Twitter and Facebook, and you all sent very kind messages. So thank you for that. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and then our phone number is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and of course, it's toll-free. And I know very often when it's a holiday, whether it's a Sunday night, it's a long weekend, whether it's, you know, another longer holiday, say like a Thanksgiving, we often have people who are tuning in for the first time because you're out of your regular work week routine, or you don't hear the show on a regular basis, but you catch it because you're driving, because you're out. Some of you may not have to go to bed early to wake up for work tomorrow. In fact, that's my mom. She was just sending me a text a few minutes ago. She's still up reading and her husband is sleeping away. And so some of you may not be already snoozing, be already dead to the world, and instead you're hearing us. And then we may have other affiliates around the country who are tuned in that might not normally carry the show because we're heading into a holiday Monday. So if that's you, we'd love to hear from you. Always enjoy hearing where you are when you're catching the show, whether you're doing it on one of our great affiliates, whether you're listening on CBSSportsRadio.com, or whether you are catching us on the radio.com app or a variety of other free and easy and cheap. Well, free and cheap would not be the same thing. I guess there are some pay apps out there. I highly recommend the free and easy radio.com app. If my mom can use it, well, then so can you. Or if you're listening to our podcast, we appreciate that as well. So however you choose to listen, if you are new to the show or you're catching it for the first time in a long time, we'd love to hear from you again on Twitter or on Facebook. So in Chicago, we knew that it was going to be an all-star weekend that was blanketed by tributes to Kobe Bryant, of course, just 3 weeks after his death in a helicopter crash, along with his daughter Gianna, as well as seven other people who were on that chopper in Calabasas, California. And in addition to that, David Stern, the 30-year commissioner of the NBA, who was the mentor to Commissioner Adam Silver. And so it was important for the NBA to honor both of these Titanic figures. What they meant to the game of basketball, what they meant to the NBA specifically, it's invaluable. It's priceless. It can't be measured simply by quantity. And it really can't be measured by people talking about them or paying tribute. We're talking about ripple effects that are still being felt in the game today and will be felt for years to come. And so I appreciate that it was beholden on the current commissioner, Commissioner Silver, along with the two teams, Team Giannis, Team LeBron, and the fans, and the United Center in Chicago, and the entertainers like Maroon 5, like Jennifer Hudson. The fingerprints of Kobe Bryant, how competitive he was, how sometimes he annoyed people because he couldn't stop being competitive even in an all-star game. How other guys wanted to loaf it, but Kobe never would, which is why sometimes he clashed with his own teammates. And a new format that was maybe not designed to honor Kobe Bryant, but did also have a Kobe-like impact and a Kobe-like intensity. So I'd love to hear what you think of the new NBA All-Star Game format. Did you enjoy it? Did you feel like it was worth watching? I tell you this straight up. I don't really enjoy All-Star competitions. The only one I really watch is Major League Baseball, because at least you actually get matchups that are legit between top pitchers and top hitters. All-Star games, for the most part, they annoy me because you're only seeing offense, you're not seeing defense. And I get it. Nobody wants to get hurt. In fact, when guys do get hurt on the rare occasion, it's something that's talked about for weeks. Was it Dwayne Wade that was hurt a few years ago and everybody was so upset about it? Anyway, it's not something that I really want to spend my time doing, is watching a competition that's nothing but a display of incredible offensive skills. We get that enough in the regular NBA. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of All-Star games. Not to mention they constantly change formats. So they're always tweaking it to make it more palatable and more appealing to fans. But this one was worth watching in the fourth quarter, in my opinion. I enjoyed it. Now, I was a little bit leery of an untimed quarter. But considering that they made it relatively attainable, so the way that they came up with 157 points being the drop dead, you actually didn't have to win by two. It was just first to 157. They added 24 points, Kobe's number, to the totals at the end of the third quarter. And actually, Team Giannis had a 9-point head start and still ended up losing by a couple points. And Anthony Davis said after the game he intentionally missed the first free throw when he was on the line because he wanted to put more pressure on himself to hit the 157. So we saw defense in the fourth quarter. Again, an untimed quarter, which is also unique. You don't get much of that. So I thought it was entertaining. I thought it would keep people engaged. Not to mention it was the first time that we had the NBA All-Star Game MVP named the Kobe Bryant MVP. And that was an announcement that Commissioner Adam Silver made on Saturday.
We are renaming our All-Star MVP trophy the Kobe Bryant MVP Award. This trophy will be presented at the conclusion of tomorrow night's All-Star Game, and I know it'll be especially meaningful to that player that wins the first Kobe Bryant MVP.
And it was. It was extremely meaningful. Kawhi Leonard, who's not comfortable doing post-game interviews or talking to the media really at all, he earned the first Kobe Bryant MVP award, going 8-14 from downtown, scoring 25 of his 30 in the first half. So maybe it didn't have a huge impact on the end of the game. But he was sure to talk about Kobe Bryant and to let people know what Kobe meant to him.
No, words can't even explain. Just making this the first Kobe Bryant MVP trophy. You know, I want to thank Kobe for everything he done for me, all the long talks and workouts. You know, thank you. This one for him.
So the first ever Kobe Bryant MVP award for the All-Star game goes to Kawhi Leonard, who's racking up quite the mantle full of MVP awards. Kobe, of course, won the All-Star Game MVP four times in his 20-year career. And again, he was the guy that very often was going hard when most of the All-Stars wanted to loaf it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Love to hear what you think about this new format, if you watched, if you paid attention. The only thing was it took a lot longer than what I expected. So they only, I'm using my air quotations, needed 24 points. And with this many scorers, this many dynamic shooters on one court, you wouldn't expect that it would take that long, but it actually did. The quarter took well over a half an hour. In fact, I think it was closer to 45 minutes. And at the end, we had these three replay reviews. Not necessary, but maybe they wanted to stretch out the drama a little bit. And we also had defense, which we don't see very often in an All-Star game. Certainly not an NBA All-Star game, but that was due to Kobe Bryant.
You could definitely feel Bean's presence, you know, just from the start, from every moment from the fans, you know, chanting his name, until you've seen the numbers. Every time you've seen Giannis team running on the floor, you've seen the 2-4.
Yeah, in case you didn't see it, I'm not sure how you could miss it, but Team Giannis was wearing 24, and Team LeBron was wearing number 2. We knew there would be those types of tributes. So from the Futures game and the Saturday Night Skills competition with the controversial dunk contest. Yes, I'm being a bit tongue-in-cheek. The three-point shooting contest to a Sunday that was draped in tributes to Kobe Bryant and David Stern. It was a weekend that was worthy of those two names, those two giants in the NBA. What did you think? I thought it was cool that the players enjoyed working hard on both ends of the court, that they enjoyed the new format. And we'll head to Chicago coming up in the next hour or so and spend time with the voice of the NBA All-Star Game and the voice of the NBA on ESPN Radio. A longtime friend of mine, Mark Kestisher, will join us. But he was doing interviews after the game. There were interviews on TV as well. And to a man, all the players that had a mic stuck in their faces said, this was really neat. This was the best All-Star game ever. In fact, that's currently trending on Twitter. Best ASG. Best All-Star game. And I could give you, this guy scored this many points. This guy scored this many points. This was a foul late. La, 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 la. But that's obviously not what matters with this All-Star game. And really, it's not what matters in any All-Star game, the final score. But this year, so much bigger than a game, so much bigger than a showcase for the best talent in the league and the best talent in the world. So we've got more of the Kobe Bryant tributes, including one from Magic Johnson before the game. And I'd love to hear from you, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. If you are blessed enough to have a three-day weekend, well, I'm jealous, and I'd love to hear from you anyway. So on Twitter, on Facebook, we're just getting started. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I thought it was really funny after the game how Joel Embiid said the game should not end on a free throw, that they should keep this format. It was the best All-Star game ever, and he's been in a few, but that they definitely should amend the rules so that the game cannot end on a free throw. And then he says, that's not real basketball. To which I responded out loud in my house, what? Yes, it is. Free throws and fouls are very much a part of basketball. But he's funny. I like Joel Embiid, and he was really jazzed up about the way this game ended. And then Anthony Davis said afterwards that he purposely missed the first free throw so he could put more pressure on himself. Okay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm actually watching his very spectacular final free throw right now. And there was a big celebration by Team LeBron. And here's something I really appreciated. Whether or not you watch All-Star games, whether or not you care, there was a $400,000 paycheck for the Chicago Scholars, the charity of choice for Team LeBron. Now, there was another charity that was also part of this. $100,000 for Team Giannis went to After School Matters. So it's a lot of kids on both sides. $500,000, $500,000 paid out to these two charities. In addition to the Kia vehicle that was won by Kawhi for the All-Star Game Kobe Bryant MVP award. I don't know who his charity of choice was, but I do know they mentioned that the Kia vehicle, the Kia SUV, was going to him, and he would then pass it on to a charity. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for finding us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on Facebook. We'll get to some of your reaction. But I want to know what you think of this new All-Star Game format and if they should keep it. Now, I didn't notice this because this is not the kind of stuff I really think about much. But in numerology, Tim sends me the tweet, final score, 157 to 155 is symbolically crazy. 1 plus 5 plus 7 plus 1 plus 5 plus 5 is 24. He's right. I just did the quick math. I don't really believe in coincidence. That one is a little bit interesting, a little bit odd. Again, numerology, not something that I always pay attention to, but thank you, Tim, for your tweet. Michael on Twitter says, definitely one of the better All-Star games. Although I was switching channels up until the fourth quarter started, it was exciting. Another tweet, would love to see this format in the regular season. No. We're not changing the fundamentals of basketball so that we have untimed fourth quarters. Larry on Twitter, I'll give it to them. They found a way to make them start trying again. If it has to be a gimmick, so be it. So again, Twitter, Facebook, I'll get to your reaction. Before the game tipped off, Magic Johnson stood at center court and paid tribute to both David Stern and to Kobe Bryant.
Number 8 and number 24, Kobe Bryant. I'm going to say that one more time because that cheer should be a little bit louder. Kobe Bryant. There you go. We'll never see another basketball player quite like Kobe, scoring 81 points in one game, scoring 60 points in his last game, and then winning 5 NBA championships. But what I'm really proud about when we think about Kobe Bryant, there's millions of people in Los Angeles who don't have a home. Kobe was fighting to get them homes and shelter every single day. He was passionate about that. He was also passionate about being a great father, husband, filmmaker. Young man won an Oscar. So we all are hurting. This is a tough time for the whole NBA family. And if I can get you all to rise right quick. There you go. All I want you to do, just for both David and Kobe, just hold hands for 1 second. We need to really embrace each other at this time, this tough time. Come together, love each other. Kobe would have wanted that. That's very important. And if we can just have it quiet for 8 seconds.
Magic Johnson with all of the NBA All-Stars standing behind him on court honoring Kobe Bryant. And one thing that I thought was special and worthy is that these guys didn't talk just about his impact on the court and with the game of basketball. They also talked about his impact as a family man, as an entrepreneur. I heard multiple references to the fact that he had already expanded his empire, so to speak, and that he was into filmmaking and that he had won an Oscar. And so this was a Kobe Bryant who was taking the business world by storm and also had some charitable incentives and charitable causes that were really important to him as well. So Kobe definitely had diversified. And that appeals to Magic Johnson, of course, because that's what Magic has done since he was forced to retire from the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So it's really, I thought it was the perfect weekend. Chicago was the right host, and Adam Silver mentioned that. And you could tell the guys enjoyed being there, but I think more so if there was any type of All-Star game fatigue, guys who maybe have been there year after year and would rather have the week off, because that becomes a thing as well. For veteran players, it's a point in the season in which you could really use a break, maybe a vacation, somewhere warm, if they don't play in warm weather climes. And yet, on this All-Star weekend, 3 weeks after the stunning news about Kobe's death, they all wanted to be in Chicago, I think, to support and encourage one another, but also to pay tribute. And that was very much appreciated by a lot of the fans. And there was not just a sorrow to it, but a moving forward. Hey, we're going to appreciate Kobe. We're going to make sure his legacy doesn't die. We're going to make sure that it's not just his name that's remembered, but it's his impact that's remembered as well. And David Stern, too. So you're finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We'll get to your calls here coming up, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Joel Embiid says Kobe Bryant is the reason he plays basketball because he watched the finals in 2010. And you may remember then that was Celtics-Lakers, right? I think it was Celtics-Lakers in 2010. Sometimes I get my years mixed up. But then the commissioner, Adam Silver, who delivered his remarks on Saturday announcing that the All-Star Game MVP award would be renamed for Kobe Bryant, and it was won by Kawhi Leonard, and what I thought was an interesting twist on the format. I'm not normally one for gimmicks, but it made the game so much more entertaining. And honestly, if you didn't watch the first three quarters but only watched the fourth quarter, you were still right there, front row seat for what really mattered. I didn't actually watch most of the first half, but I was tuned in and thought the fourth quarter, you could feel the intensity ramped up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is listening in Los Angeles. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Well, my sports day consisted of going to the XFL, then going over to USC for a college baseball game. Then I came home to check out the NBA All-Star game.
Cool.
And I got to tell you, I kind of agree with you on the format that they have, because that cuts down 190 points. I mean, does it sound, you know, kind of on the fishy side to have 190 points for everybody? I mean, 150 makes it a whole lot more sense.
Does it? If you say so. I feel like 150 in a basketball game is also outrageous. But if I remember correctly, I heard them talking about it on the broadcast that the over-under was 307 or something like that. That was where the line was. And so they were anticipating at least 150 points.
Yeah, and I really thought that it was a very good, entertaining last few minutes of the fourth quarter, because I was kind of on the edge of my seat listening to the game on the radio. And, you know, as much as I want to go ahead and say it, we cannot have this in the regular season, only in the All-Star game.
Of course. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no way they're going to change. Well, I shouldn't say no way, never say never, but it doesn't feel like that they should be changing the format of the actual game of basketball. Though, Adam Silver did talk about this idea of an in-season tournament, which they're still kind of toying with. And so, I don't know. It seems like every sport, even the NFL in some cases, though I think in the NFL it's limited to the All-Star game, they're trying all these gimmicks to see, you know, if they can keep fans interested, maybe attract new fans. Sometimes, though, it jumps the shark. It's just ridiculously outrageous, and it makes, you know, it's so over the top that it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. I mean, the way that I look at it is like having the game go to 150 kind of makes sense, because it's going to help the newer fans appreciate the NBA. But for us older people, I mean, we want to have it kind of under 140, 130.
We older people do?
Well, some of us that are like...
Who are you referring to? I feel like that's a pretty interesting stereotype. So older people don't want to see a lot of scoring?
Well, I look at it that way, Amy.
Well, speak for yourself, man. Don't be speaking for all older people. I love that you just put all older people in. First of all, old is relative. My grandmother's 98 years old, so, you know, old is relative. But also, to put all older people, in your opinion, in one category is, I don't know, I think you should speak for yourself, not entire generation.
Okay, Amy, you have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much, Eric. I appreciate listening in Los Angeles. All older people, we older people would like the scoring to be held to 130, 140. Because older people might get offended by a band that's too loud or a game that has 150 points. 855-212-4227. That's 855.
I immediately regret this decision.
212-4CBS. Thanks so much for tuning in, letting us know where you're listening to. I see some of you on Facebook. Let's see, Wade on Facebook. First of all, longtime listener. Next, what a great All-Star game. Very fun. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was fun, too. As All-Star games go, it's not my favorite thing in the world, All-Star games. In fact, very often I look at them as though they are weekends off. But I appreciate that so many of the guys that were participating cared. And that also seemed to apply to the slam dunk competition on Saturday night. So I thought it was kind of fun to see the guys going nutso at the end, especially for Aaron Gordon. And I don't really care about any type of a controversy. I'm good with an exhibition controversy. There's enough controversy in sports that we don't need to worry about this one. However, for Aaron Gordon, who was a two-time runner-up, and he says this is the end for him in the dunk competition, there was some type of conspiracy with the judges, just so you know how not legit it is when they judge. There was some type of conspiracy where one of the judges indicated that they were supposed to be giving him a perfect score. It was supposed to be a tie, but somebody messed up. Okay. I mean, if you've already got a predetermined outcome, then maybe I don't need to watch. But I did enjoy seeing Aaron Gordon, because the man is an athletic freak of nature, and he clearly cares, because he was a repeat dunk competition entrant.
It's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. I feel like I should have two trophies. You know what I mean? So it's over for that. My next goal is going to be trying to win a three-point contest.
So he set new goals for himself. Yeah, he was edged. He was cheated out of his trophy. I don't know if you buy into the controversy that there was supposed to be a tie by Miami Heat forward Derek Jones Jr. And it was kind of fun to see these guys go back and forth. And I thought the dunk over Taco Fall was really cool. Also the dunk with the one hand. And so if you haven't seen it, actually, if you want to find it, Kevin is with us tonight on the NBA Twitter and just retweet a couple of these late dunks. Really athletic, high flying, death defying, you know, these individual feats of strength. And while I don't care about the controversy at all, I do think to see these guys out there doing the types of things that I couldn't even imagine. I mean, Aaron Gordon's got ups. So Taco Fall is 7'5". And Aaron Gordon leapt over the man. Now, I think Taco at the end, his head, you know, he kind of bowed his head a little bit, maybe because he didn't want to get smacked in the back of the head. But either way, Gordon essentially leapt over the top of him without any help. That is insane. And so it was a good show. Even if you don't really care who wins and won't remember it, it was still a good show. And the judges, in case you're wondering, Candace Parker from the WNBA, Common, Dwayne Wade, Scottie Pippen, Chadwick Boseman, who I have never heard of before in my life. Can someone tell me who Chadwick Boseman is? Dave, do you know? Is this, let me guess, WWE star? No. Rapper Common would have had the corner on the market of entertainment, right? So who's Chadwick Boseman?
I believe that is the actor from, I think the Black Panther.
Okay. Well, I do not know who he is, did not know who he was, but I like the fact that we got a show. All right. You know what I missed? I missed seeing Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in a three-point shooting competition. That's what I missed. Not that we didn't have some long shots, some deep shots, but he healed. He was fun. And Trae Young as well, hitting a 40-foot shot at the buzzer to end the first half of the All-Star game. So now what? What do they do? Do they stick with this format? Do they try to incorporate it in maybe the other quarters? So they kept score in each individual quarter because they were determining who would win the money that they would donate to charity. But they were also keeping a running tally. Eventually, they were keeping a running tally by the time they got to the fourth quarter. So if you liked it, great. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, as I mentioned, in addition to the Major League Baseball world considering tweaks to its postseason and trying to come up with some new ways to attract fans, this whole reality show gimmick where they would allow the divisional winners, two of them, to pick their wild card opponents. It's just dumb. Just in case you missed my show in which I talked about how dumb it was. There is this idea floated around by the NBA now in which there would be a play-in tournament as an in-season tournament. Okay, they're not quite there yet, but they're also considering these kind of made-for-TV format changes to open up the game even more to younger fans.
I strongly believe we will end up with some sort of in-season tournament and a play-in tournament. But let's refocus on all the component parts and do something with the intention that those will be changes we will make going forward. It doesn't mean forever, but it may mean that we could end up changing course at some point if we don't think it's working the way we believe it will.
So Commissioner Adam Silver and the owners came together on a proposal that calls for shortening the NBA season by 4 games. So don't get excited. I know some of you think it should be shortened to like 60 games, 62 games. No, it would only chop 4 games off the regular season, but it would add an in-season tournament for all teams. And this would maybe get adopted in the 21-22 season. So not next season, but the year after. On a trial basis. So think NFL instituting the new pass interference rules on a probationary basis. They would try it and see how it worked. And then they would go ahead and they decide if they wanted to keep it based on its popularity, based on how it affected the game as they saw it. So the 30-team in-season tournament would start around Thanksgiving. So you know how many of you tell me that the regular season in the NBA doesn't start until you get to Christmas and the Christmas Day slate? This is essentially the NBA's way of competing with football around Thanksgiving. So they have seen ratings plummet. We've talked about this already on the show earlier in the season, that the ratings are way down for the NBA. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Warriors not being relevant because they've got some of the biggest superstars. However, part of that is their competition with football and many people not tuning in until you get to Christmas holiday. And so they would add this in-season tournament, something that the commissioner says they've been talking about for a few years, and that they would hope that that would then kind of add some juice to the first half of the regular season. You know what it reminds me of? In college basketball, usually around Thanksgiving or Christmas, teams will participate in tournaments. Now, they're generally smaller, though not always. The Great Alaska Shootout, the Maui Invitational, these are ones that will feature some of the best teams in the country. And the kids get a chance to travel to a place that they might not otherwise travel to and match up against some of the top competition in the land. And these are very often invite only, right? So there's a host school, but then you can only get in if you are invited. And they're made for TV events. And it's a taste of that one and done, that playoff intensity as early as Thanksgiving. In fact, I've done some of these tournaments traveling with college basketball teams. I've been to places like Mexico, Miami. I'm trying to think of one of the other places that I went. Maybe it was Ohio State. Can't remember exactly, but I've done other tournaments with my college teams where they get to go and as a group they bond and they have just this kind of self-contained format where you play maybe three, maybe four games over the course of a few days, depending on how long the tournament stretches. And so that's kind of the NBA's answer to football, but also to kind of bringing some of that playoff intensity long before we ever get to the postseason. Let's face it, the season is really long. So there's some tweaks maybe on the horizon for the NBA. Coming up, we'll head to Chicago and talk about the All-Star festivities. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.